I inhaled my gasp and dropped my gaze to the paperwork amassed on my desk, my eyes wide. Unable to resist my curiosity at how he felt about biting me, I peeked a glance through my perfectly mascaraed lashes. I saw that Solomon hadn't looked away, and his eyebrows were slightly raised. He commented softly on Fletcher's reticence and shook his head, without taking his eyes off me, but his face revealed nothing. I fought the urge to send a cheeky wink in his direction, and instead, grabbed the desk phone just as it started to ring. I had to shift slightly in my seat to keep Solomon out of my line of sight. "Hello?"
"This is Jim on front desk," came the cigarette-smoking voice of our receptionist slash security guard.
His voice sounded like crunching gravel.
"Your appointment just arrived."
"Thanks, I'll be right down." I slipped my feet back into the peep toes, smoothed my dress, and left the office with my head held high and my back ramrod straight. I was determined not to give Fletcher the satisfaction of seeing how his words stung me. Taking the elevator down one floor to the small, sparsely furnished entrance lobby, I noticed the walls had recently been painted a soft gray and the wooden floor was buffed to gleaming. I looked around. There was only one person waiting, and she looked up when I entered. She glanced over, taking me in from head to polka-dotted toe, then looked down at the magazine she held open in her hands. Her black hair fell around her chin to frame her sweetheart face. "That her?" I mouthed to Jim, and he nodded. I took a moment to look her over before I approached. Elizabeth Fong was dressed for business in a neat black suit, the skirt exactly to her knee. She had it accessorized with low-heeled black Mary Janes, a white top, and a large black purse with a discreet logo. The suit was off the rack, but the purse was very nice, and I suspected she must have saved for it and used it every day, taking visible pride in her professional attire. Her hair was cut into a sharp bob, straight and jet black, and her lips bore a liberal application of pink gloss, the only makeup she wore. She was neat, orderly, and guaranteed not to stand out in a crowd. Judging by the circles under her eyes, however, she looked like she hadn't been sleeping too well. I walked over to her and inclined my head. "Elizabeth Fong?" She looked up, blinked, eyeing me over again, and paused on my pink shift dress. I resisted the urge to smooth the imaginary creases out and waited for her to respond.
"Yes," said Elizabeth Fong, then, "Is he ready for me?"
I frowned.
"He?
Lex Graves."
This was the third time since starting this job that this happened. From the periphery of my sight, I noticed Jim Hurd, but he just shook his head and focused on the worn paperback in his hands, saying nothing. I would have put money on it that he'd set a few people straight too, without saying a thing to me. "Lexi Graves," I corrected her.
"Oh."
Elizabeth blinked back in surprise. "Why don't you follow me?" I stepped back and waited for her to rise, then beckoned her to follow me into one of the meeting rooms off the lobby. Most private investigators saw clients in their offices, but Solomon preferred that we kept our office space separate from where we met potential clients. That was probably a good thing, given that our shared desk space didn't offer much privacy, and the boardroom required a walk between the desks, something that made clients uncomfortable. When people hired a private investigator, they usually wanted to keep their business quiet, I soon discovered. Elizabeth would be no different. Whatever managed to bring her here was troubling her. I swiped my key card into a corridor that took us down to the first floor of the agency and showed her into the main meeting room. It was an anonymous space, only a nondescript round table with four chairs, the furniture being one of the perks of the building. A phone used for the conference calls sat on top, and there was a laptop connection too. The blinds were usually closed, which was fine by me because this side of the building had a lovely view of the dumpsters. But soft light filtered through the plastic slats, giving the client nothing to view and nothing from which they could make any assumptions. They didn't know if we were busy.